the sources. In Parshas Toldos, you have a Medrash that needs a Hesbah, but leads into what I want to say today. Okay. Let's hear someone say pshat on this medrash too. Okay. Ela tolos Yitzhak, right? Ben Avraham. Avraham holder is Yitzhak. Yes. So the medrash says, Ateres kenim b'nei bonim. Skipped over Yitzchak, right? The glory of a person is his grandchildren. Ateres zekeinim is bnei bonim. Ha'ovos atorah levonim, va'abonim atorah la'ovos. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Omar, listen carefully. Avrom lo nitzal mikivsho la'esh ela b'schuso shel Yaakov. Avram Yosa Dino Milfnei Nimrod Lisarif. Nimrod ruled, sentenced Avram to death, to be burnt in the Kibshon. Vitzofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu She Yaakov Osed Lamud Mimeno. And Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Yaakov would be a descendant of Avram. Omar Kedayu Avram Linotzel Beshusho She Yaakov. Hainu hu de'amrit, apostik in Yishayo, lochein kor omar Hashem el beis Yaakov. This is the beginning of Toldos. I'm talking Parsha Samar Gimel Aleph, right? The apostik in Yishayo, lochein kor omar Hashem el beis Yaakov, asher poda es Avrom. Yaakov poda Avrom. That's the medrash. Okay. This medrash needs what? What's the bikasha of this medrash? Number one, how about Avram's own schusim? And Yitzchak is garnished? I had a look. Oh, Avram accomplished some of the great things. Right? From him came Yaakov. When Yitzchak is nothing out of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, greater than Avram. Avram was allowed to go to Mitzrayim. Yitzchak couldn't go to Mitzrayim because he was an old Tzmimo, couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael in Bishas Chorov. Right. Okay, here you have already a critical statement. Right. That's what I think is that's pshat. Avram's chus is that he perpetuated the truths that he learned to Am Yisrael, to later generations. There's no raya from your son. This is, now I'm saying drush, but I think it's solid drush. Your people remember being at a bris, strange loshen at a bris. After the father makes a broche, the people respond, Kishem shen nichtal se bris, ken yikoneis what? Le Torah, le Chupa, le Masim Tovim. There's no Masim Tovim before Chupa. All you people of Bali Averi, you never did anything good in your life. Well, I mean, it should be Ken Yikonis, the Torah, right? Le Masim Tovim, or le Chupa. What? How did it get Masim Tovim after Chupa? Well, this is Drush, but I think it's solid Drush. Because the fact is that if your son follows your ways, that's because of the father-son relationship, which is one of what? Master and servant. It is a relationship that is unequal. therefore, if the son follows the way of the father, yeah, the father, he's afraid of the father, he's dependent on the father. So therefore, he also makes a bracha. He also mentions, I want to know how you'll behave when you leave your father's house. Therefore, the bracha is, Shem Shikonis Leviz, Ken Yikonis the Torah, Ulchupa, and then Lamasim Tovim. Let's say when you become an independent, you after Chupa, you leave your father's house. Alke Yazov Ishas Ovo Zivo. Right? V'dovah Bishto, let's see what happens then. So I want to know, how will you raise your son? If you raise your son properly, I get credit for it. That's Hashem Poda, Yaakov Poda Avraham. It was Yaakov's Chusim that proved that Avraham was successful in transmitting the values to another to another nation, right? It perpetuated it. I have a personal incident that should publish someplace. It was one of the first, maybe the first AIDS conference in San Francisco. And I was invited to speak. I wrote up a paper there, a very nice paper, nice title also there. Consoling but not condoning. That was a big topic. How people should deal with, how doctors should deal with, it was a medical ethics conference, how doctors should deal with a patient who has AIDS, where I disapprove of his behavior. I'm antagonistic to this individual because he's a maneuver. That's why they invited me from the biblical point of view, right? A biblical perspective. He's chayiv misa. It's a capital crime. So I wrote this paper, and one is not totally zeh bazeh, right? You can console, meaning treat, but not condoning. You should never get the impression that you are approving of his way of, that he's an alternate lifestyle, as unfortunately has now been the ruling of society, right? Especially the psychologists, their Bible, there no longer lists homosexuality as an aberrant lifestyle, but as an alternate lifestyle. I finished my lecture. That's the topic was that, you can figure out yourself, that was what I was speaking on. It was a time also, it was the early 80s, when the tumul in Eretz Yisrael, I mean middle 80s, Miyuhudi. I was making the papers. And the reform movement was bombarding the Anglo-Jewish press, right? That the rabbinate wants to go ahead, disqualify the reform movement, etc., etc. So I finished my lecture, and the guy raises his hand. It was a 15-minute question-answer period, and he starts off, I'm a reform rabbi. He also was a man suffering from AIDS. He says, why don't you consider me Jewish? And nothing to do with what I spoke. Stam, an aggressive, an attack, right? I wouldn't have answered. It's not my topic, etc. And for Goyish Olam, about 700 people, most of whom were suffering from AIDS. So another fellow jumps up from the audience and says, I'd like to answer that question. He says, I'm also a reform rabbi. He says, my son just married outside the faith. I'll tell you who's a Jew. The one who will walk with his grandson to the temple. I won't. My grandson won't be Jewish. You should have heard an olam quiet up. I left it up. In my mind, I had this medrash. It's Yaakov Asher Pod Avraham. Show me what your grandchild looks like. We are not doing an honest job of perpetuating our way of life
by a gentleman's agreement not to attack Reform Conservative. You see, why? Maybe the biggest donors here come from them. But we have a gentleman's agreement. But the fact is, we have a powerful weapon to attack them. One question: where is your grandchild? That's all. Show me your grandchild. Okay? Now goes the next. That's Toldos.
Now, this week's settler, unbelievable settler, unbelievable also.
Yaakov
goes to sleep in Har Moria, right? That's my question I posed to you 2 days already to think about. Okay? Vayivka, Vamokamahu, etc. Right. Now, there's this. Listen to the match. That's now made of Samaches Yud Beis. Okay. Vayivka Bamokom Ahu. Yeah. Rab Pinchas b'shem Rab Chonin Tziporin Omar. Shoma kolon shel malachei hashoreis omrim. Not ki bo hashemesh, because the sun set. Bo hashemesh, bo hashemesh. Oso shimsha, oso shimsha. The sun has come, the sun has come. B'shor sh'omar Yosef, hine hashemesh v'yireach. Mishtachvim li, right? Omar Yaakov. Mi gila lol sheshmi shemesh. When Yosef had his dream, right? So you look there in Parsha Vayeshev, right? There, where Yosef tells his dream. Vayachlom Yosef Chalom, right? Yeah. Listen, he says to him, Vayachlom Oud Chalom, that's Pedalid Yud, Bishor Shoma Yosef, Hine Hashemesh Vayach, Omar Yaakov, Mi Gililosh Shmi Shemesh. How does Yosef know my name is? Malochan gave me a nickname, Shemesh. Also Shimsha, also Shimsha. How did Yosef know this? Watch it then further. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Yeshua Lishemesh. Yeshua, Yeshua Eved Moshe. Yeshua, right, the first Melech Yisrael. First Melech Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was also Melech. Omer Yeshua Lishemesh. Remember, he was busy the battle of Yericho, and he's running out of time. And the sun is setting, and the enemy will escape. And this was the big battle, right? Thinking if I could catch him here, the road is open to Eretz Yisrael. Omar Yeshua L'Shemesh. So Yeshua turned to the sun and said, Shemesh B'Givon Dom. Right? What did he say? No. Avda Bisha, you evil servant. Lav Zvinis Kasper de Abaat, didn't my father buy you? You belong to my father, so I inherited you. Lo kach roa Abba Osor b'chalom, hinei Hashemesh v'ereich mishtachman li, af at dom l'fonai. No. You owe me. You belong to me. Yeah, for you listen to what I tell you. I say stop, you stop. What's okay, here's how we go.
Yaakov, Asher Poda, Esavro. What does that mean? Avram succeeded in transmitting basically what we call now our Torah to Yaakov. Right? Yaakov, therefore, had Yud Bei Shvatim, was able to transmit the Torah to Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael accepted the Torah in Har Sinai. Imlo Brisi Yomam Valoila, Chuko Shemayim Ozo Samti. The world would have disappeared. I gave you that pshat in the Dovah Shloboli Olam. It's a Dovah Shloboli Olam, right? It says, why is it was Bichas? I told you that one on the Bichas Yak. I'm sure I didn't say it here. The kasha they ask him, how could he sell the b'chora to Esav? It was a davar shlobol olam, the pishnayim, until the father dies. And then to tell you, oh, fabulous pshat. So the whole kinds of pshat. Why didn't I say it last week?
Sure.
Because Thursday was Turkey Day. I didn't get a chance. Oh, okay, Macy, good thing. We have a few minutes, you go have good stuff. The Esakasha, it's a Kasha asked by the Rishonim. Right. How could you sell the Mechora to Davos Rabali Olam? They give all kinds of truths. The one Teretz is, the Ksoisachoshin asked the Kasha too. One tenet they give is, but that's why he made him, he shovali, he made him swear. So he'd be bound by the shoe and not by the mechir. Right? The Tzos has a wonderful tenet. A siluk is possible. I can't sell you my inheritance, it's dovshabol olam, but I can sign a contract with you to say I don't want any part of my inheritance. So Ahiva is Yaakov, Ahiva is Zabchora. He was Masalik from Bechora. Then Yaakov picked it up in a hefka. Yeah. But the best teretz, best means brilliant teretz, there. Yeshua Mikuta. Yeah. The Yeshua Malko. Yeshua's Malko, the Sefer. Yeah. Yeshua Mikuta says, fabulous, he says. What I just said to you, Im lo brisi yomam aloylo chuk shvayim alo samti. Right? He says, what does it mean? Until Matan Torah, we don't know whether the world would survive. It was totally va'omed until Am Yisrael makes up its mind. Right? Why can't you sell a davar shabbol olam? One of the most common pshatim is because there's no gemiras das, there's no certitude. You tell me, sodazu l'sheknena, when I'll buy this field, I'll sell it to you, but I'm on a contract. You didn't buy the field, you don't know whether he'll sell it to you. It doesn't mean anything. Sam geret, dvorim ba'almo. There's no gemiras das, king is miras das. So Yeshua Mikutna says, fabulous pshat, he says, when the whole world is uncertain, acham koide matan Torah, there was no guarantee the world would be around. Therefore, in a world of certitude like we have now, that you need gemiras das, in a world where nothing is certain, then the Rik Miras does. You're only dealing with uncertainties. Oh, brilliant tenets. Anyway, so back to here. What are we talking about here? The Shemesh, and suddenly we go sum up. Yaakov's name is Shemesh, right? Yosef learned that his name was Shemesh, right? And now Yoshua, who is a descendant of Yosef, right, says, Shemesh, my father dreamed you. That's enough to buy you. Right? Very simple. Why did the Malachim name him Shemesh? Because?
Because the suns were the 12 constellations.
The what?
The suns were the 12 constellations, and he was he had 12 sons who were the Yud Beis the constellations. The
that's just a little fancy. No, very simple. Were it not for Yaakov, there would be no sun. Is Yaakov who perpetuated Imbris Yomam Beloila Chuko Shemayim also Samti? They saw Yaakov Shepoda Avraham. Yaakov was carrying on the hope of the world was Yaakov now. Therefore, when the Malachim who knew this, Malachim saw him, they named him Shemesh. What I mean, they named him world. We now know that's the way you can use that term. Everything in this world exists because of the energy of the sun. We have no other source of energy outside of nuclear energy. We have no other source of energy except sunlight. Sunlight became coal, sunlight became oil, right? But it's all sunlight. Therefore, the Malachim who understood Yaakov's role in the history of the world, they named him Shemesh, right? Therefore, the nickname Shemesh made sense. Yosef, there, he also understood that is on him, on his shoulders rests the rest of the world. You remember, he was the Ben Zakunim. What's the Ben Zakunim? Rashi says that Yaakov Mosalo Kol Toroso, all the Torah that he learned, he gave over to Yosef. Right. So Yosef now what? He is the one who determines whether the world lives or not. Therefore, he turned to the sun and said, "Son, you belong to me. I determine whether you live or die. Right? Therefore, you were bought by my father. Yaakov owned the sun. It's Yaakov's chus that the sun exists, and I took over from Yaakov. Right? Therefore, you owe it to me. Therefore, I tell you, don't. I tell you, listen to me. Because you don't exist except for me. Your whole existence depends upon me. If I don't perpetuate the teachings of my father Yaakov, right, there will be no sun. Therefore, the existence of the sun is dependent on me, so I have bilus over the sun. Therefore, I can tell the sun what to do. If I tell it, therefore, it's dome. Okay, more complex, you fill it all that out. That's, I think, really nice zush. Okay, we'll stop here.
I have a question about a different midrash in the parsha.
Yeah.
So, by Yaakov's dream, so when he gives the nether to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to
I told you that pshat.
Right. So there's something on
Hashem Lilo Kim.
Right. So beyond that, the midrash says that since the lashon is Esther so Ranu, right? So I'll give you a tithe for everything in return. The midrash says that's to do with the shvata. My question is, because the comparison is made to the one shevet as being the one tenth to give over to Hashem. So okay, that's the shevet Levi, but that's 1 out of 12 as opposed to 1 out of 10.
What do you mean? I'm not following you.
The midrash it compares giving with the one tenth of a tithe that for the tithe.
Asor asen aloch.
Right.
Yeah.
So then it says that the Yaakov gave one of his sons, or Shevet Levi, to be that tenth, but really that's 1 out of 12. And then it goes on and says, but really at that time it was the firstborn from each of the wives. So that's really then 4 out of 14 because
you start dealing with arithmetic, it's too complicated already.
No, so I only asked because I was teaching somebody or trying to teach somebody yesterday. And this came up, and I didn't really understand how it fit together. It was a midrash.
I see the inside. Which midrash are you referring to?
It was a midrash rabba. I forget exactly the location.
Well, I have to show me. I have to look inside. You have the medals. We'll take a look at all the Shabbos.